Yeah, this is very good. We're absolutely over the moon to be here and just really excited to play for Munster final. First time playing with the club. You know, so it's something 3 years ago we would never even dreamed of being here.
You know, when you consider that journey, I mean, over the last couple of years, and it's been well talked about anyway, but I suppose even the progress you've made since last year's Munster semi-final and getting over Patrickswell this year and looking forward to a final now.
Yeah, I know the games, obviously with experience, you know, these games stand to last year. It was our first time in the county. We went against Ballygunner 2 weeks later, kind of in bonus territory, kind of in a way. You know, it's whatever you want to think about it. We just broke 26 years of barriers trying to win the county, especially after getting beat by Sarah. So it was a feeling that it was hard to let go of after a couple of weeks to try and get ourselves back up to play Ballygunner. Just a natural thing, but whereas now this time around, you know, we don't have that kind of surge of excitement because we won the county. We're level playing field, we're level headed going into the games, like, which is standing to us the whole time, you know.
And maybe that was crucial, was it, against Patrickswell? You're down at half time and had to come from behind a couple of times in the second half as well to see it out.
Yeah, I was. Like, we always knew we could beat Patrickswell. You know, they were getting chances, they weren't taking them. We were getting chances, we weren't taking them. We were hitting wides, awful wides. Like, we knew that wasn't. We weren't going to sustain all those wides. Like, at one point in the game, it was going to change. The points that were going away, we were going to go over. And if they started going over, then Patrickswell would be under pressure. And they started going over. We started getting back. We started drawing. Patrickswell were panicking. We saw it. Like, I saw it myself. I knew they were panicking. Like, they were going for goal. And you know, they went for goal, they were missing. I knew it was our day that day, you know. And Patrick stepped up again, like, so.
Yeah. Well, it has to be said, like, you're a team that you don't stop hurling till the final whistle, and it's a cliche, but like, it's never over till it's over, would you?
Yeah, no, it's a cliche, right? But that's just the team we are. That's what we had to develop to win, right? Like, we were never going to be a team that was going to hammer teams. Never going to be a team that was going to be a team 10 points or whatever. But we always knew that if we were going to win, we were going to have to grind it out. Some teams were going to be behind, but we could still win. And you know, we proved it this year against Sarah's 10 points on half time, whatever it was. We don't win. So when we're behind in games, like, it doesn't really faze us. Like, we accept that game, there's waves in games. We'll have 10 minutes, they'll have 15. We'll have 5, they'll have 2. And that's how it goes. Like, so when they're ahead, what we do when they're ahead, like, what are we going to do when they're ahead? Are we going to put our heads down and feel sorry for ourselves? Or are we going to just back and wait till it's over? Like, so that's what we do, you know.
That's the mark of the team now, isn't it? I mean, that's a culture you've developed that, you know, it's, I suppose, not over till it's over, and you weather the storm if there is one to be met in a match.
Yeah, it's exactly the spirit of the game, I suppose. You know, selfless hurling, honest hurling, that's the team we are. We developed that. We tried to win a count in 2010, failed a couple of points. We weren't good enough. You know, we felt sorry for ourselves a few years after that. Felt like we'd never win one. We worked hard to get back to a county final in 2014, and we got beaten very badly, right? So we decided after that, how are we going to win a county? Just by working extremely hard. What happens if we go behind? Fuck it, if we go behind, we'll keep going, Nick. We'll keep going. And we started doing that, we started developing that, and we started beating teams by that. And we got more and more comfortable with that style of play as we went on. And now, no matter what, you saw against Sarah's 10 points behind, we're comfortable with that. Like, it's not a good place to be, but I was in that dressing room and I still didn't believe that we could win. Whereas with any other team being 10 points behind in any other game, you know, you don't believe that you're going to win at half time. But I had that belief. I knew that we weren't going to give up, whether it was going to win or not, fair enough, but I knew that we weren't going to give up. I knew that every one of us 1-30 were still going to go to our hardest, and if you do that, then you're one step closer to victory, like. So I knew that that's what we were going to bring, and that's what we bring in every game, like. Even when we go behind, we never put our heads down, like. We might put them down temporarily for 10 seconds, heads back up straight on, because we get back to what we are, like. Back to the culture that we've created, like. So that's what we have. We're extremely hard to beat, like. We don't beat teams, we don't hammer teams, but teams find it very hard. We could play any team in Ireland and they'd find it very hard to beat us, like.
Well, I must say, it's that fact between yourselves and Bally that makes it very intriguing for me, because they obviously went to a county final replay in Clare, and to beat Thurles Sarsfields after extra time, you know, they're very much like you in that sense.
Yeah, they are. I've great respect for Bally. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward. I can't wait to play them. Like, we can't wait to play that type of team. You know, we respect them. We're interested in them. Right? I'd be very interested to see how they react and see what they do when we go ahead, or vice versa. If they're ahead, will they drive on? So it's going to be an interesting game, but you know, it's a good one. Like, it's a good one to be involved in. Like, I can't wait for it. Like, you know, it's going to be. I'm looking forward to challenging myself. I'm looking forward for the team to be challenged. Munster final, two teams that, you know, were underdogs, probably in their own club championships, going into the finals, going into the latter end, the latter stages, like, and it's then going into the Munster underdogs. So two underdogs that are after rising to the top, like. So it's going to be a right fight. It's going to be, as you say, a dog fight. That's what it's going to be. And I'm looking forward. I can't wait for that. I live for that stuff, right? So I can't wait for it.
Do you have the edge on them, though, in the sense that they might be where you were last year. Now, they are in a Munster final, but they're after the hype of winning their first title in Ballyhale. You will just be that little bit more focused on, and it's not as much bonus territory for you.
There is that, but I don't believe in that. It's different. It's Munster final. Like. You can put all that to bed. When you get to the final, you can put all that stuff to bed. Like. They know it's just one more game before they get a break for till February or whatever it might be. Like. They know that it's just one game. Like. So if they have, you know, that's an incentive to push everything to the side. Like. So there's no advantage or disadvantage going into it. It's complete 160-minute game and drive it on. Like. So there's nothing other than that. At this stage, there's nothing other than that. Like.
And what about the matchups then? Because obviously, you know, I would say Ballyhale, like yourselves, a very balanced team, but they do have players like Tony Kelly and Gary Brennan, you know, Paul Flanagan.
We'll get the balance right. We'll do whatever management will take care of that. I know they will. Whatever they do, they'll do, and we'll trust it. And if it doesn't work, then we'll change it around. We'll trust that too. Like. Whatever they do is right. Like. I mean, I trust them.
I suppose you'll need a couple of plans, Leek. If one player isn't maybe doing the right job on a player like Tony Kelly, trying to take him out of a game, you might have plan B, plan C.
Well, we've got good markers all over the field. Like. We've got a good. Dave Noonan, Don Corner, capable of marking anyone in midfield, as we got good markers on a half back line and a full back line. So, you know, if Dave is midfield marking Tony Kelly, then Donald can go on him. When Tony Kelly goes forward, then Dave Doolin is there. If he goes into the corner, Dave can follow. We've got players that can play all over the place. Like, so the plans that we have, like, aren't drastic changes. You know, they're just position changes on that line. There's no need to bring anyone out or bring anyone anywhere because we've got the players in those lines to pick people up. So we're comfortable with that. So we're lucky in the sense that we're able to do that. Like, some other teams would have to bring the corner back out to the field or whatever it is. We don't have to do that. You know, we've got comfortable players to man mark and comfortable players to hurl the ball. So it's all good.
And just as we mentioned Tony Kelly, I suppose yourself and Patrick obviously have hurled against him and know all about him on the field of play. So how do you feel about coming up against him now, club-wise, and this Munster final?
I marked Tony Kelly 2013 in the All-Ireland final replay, and he's come a long way since then, but I've come a long way since then. So I'd say I'll be up against a different player, and he'll be up against a different player. If you come across each other, I don't know, but he's a good player. Patrick's a good player. They've got, you know, there's other players in the Ballyhale team that are very good. They've got good players all over the field. You know what I mean? So it's the game at the end of the day. Like, you know, Tony Kelly needs to be marked, but so will the other midfielder, and so will the other players. Like, you know, everyone needs to be. There's no point in taking the focus off the other players because they're all good players. Like.
Well, this is it, and that's the danger among supporters sometimes, the media, that they'll focus on, oh, that matchup with Tony Kelly, he's the star man, but there's 14 other players in that field, you have to make sure you're marshalling as well.
Yeah, exactly, and so they'll be the same. They'll be worried about Patrick, but then they'll be worried about Hutch. This fella got a goal there. This Conor Arsfield is good. This fella, Paddy Cunningham's good hand. What are we going to do about him? There's all the stuff they need to worry about. It's all good, like. That's hurling, like. That's, do you know what I'd say? Just put a fella on any fella and see what happens, like.
Great stuff. The very best luck to you.
Thanks very much.